For years, organic farming was a bright spot in the regional dairy economy. Demand for organic milk was growing, and farmers could earn much more than their conventional counterparts. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, organic milk sales are down, and so are the prices that farmers are paid.
Last summer, Randolph Center dairy farmer David Siloway was in the slow and expensive process of switching over to a certified organic operation. That involves not using chemical pesticides or fertilizers and feeding the 65 milkers costly organic grain for a year, as son John Siloway was doing last summer.
So this is the organic stuff.
It is. $600 a ton right there.
Siloway was counting on the investment paying off this spring when he was supposed to start earning a much higher price by selling organic milk to a dairy cooperative. But that's not happening.
We are stuck in a transition mode where organic will not take us for possibly another year and a half, but we are having to feed organic grain to stay in the transition mode.
I caught up with Siloway at the annual Vermont Farm Show. He had recently gotten word that because the market is down, his organic buyer has delayed accepting his milk.
So it's costing us for an extra year's worth of high-priced grain to be on hold, so to speak.
The Wisconsin-based Organic Valley Dairy Co-op is helping cover some of the expense of the organic grain, but being on hold is still costly for Siloway's family operation.
It doesn't help.
On top of this delay and the higher cost of organic production, many organic dairy farmers are seeing a lower milk price.
Basically, we could be looking at, you know, 15% pay cut in 2017 and 18 as compared to the previous 2 or 3 years.
Bob Parsons is a dairy economist at the University of Vermont. Parsons says the reason is simple supply and demand. Just like in the conventional milk market, there's too much organic milk out there, so prices are falling.
We're in an oversupply of organic milk. So until we have some farms going out of business and we have a cutting back of the dairy herd, that's your major problem.
We don't want to get in a race to the bottom in a price war for organic milk because that will hurt nobody except farmers.
Hans Eisenbeiss is a spokesman for Organic Valley, the farmer-owned co-op that David Siloway hopes will someday buy his milk. Eisenbeiss says the co-op has imposed quotas on its farms in order to keep the milk supply in check. Organic Valley has 119 farms in Vermont, and it pays about $30 for 100 pounds of milk. That's about $4 down from the peak, but it's still about twice as much as farmers get for conventional milk. Eisenbeiss says demand for organic butter and cheese is still strong.
But organic fluid milk, especially 2% and skim, has really kind of gone off a cliff in terms of the consumer demand for those things.
Eisenbeiss notes that consumer interest is growing in milk produced by cows that are grass-fed only. It's yet another way that farmers are trying to tailor their products for consumer demand for food from farms that are hyperlocal and gentler on the environment. And that can be seen in a supermarket outside of Burlington, where the dairy case is stuffed with organic milk. Heike Meyer passes by the cartons of Organic Valley and picks up some from a local Vermont farm that bottles its own milk.
I'm probably not a good example, but I don't care about the price. I'm willing to pay double. And I know that I have to pay more for quality and for local things.
And while this highly specialized market continues to expand, the farmers making the more mass market organic milk are not seeing the benefit. At the farm show, David Siloway says he knows he'll have to wait at least another year to get the higher prices.
We're lucky to have a strong maple business and a strong firewood business that help us keep going until we can get the full organic price.
His small farm operation will survive, he says, until he hopes the market for organic milk rebounds. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.